The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The price of things. I want to chat with Katrina Redmond, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Did some great research there recently. You're going to love this. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Now, firstly, so you took a price comparison between a grocery shop in 2022 and compared it with a grocery shop in 2026. But you actually had receipts going back then as well, did you?
Yeah. So when I first started working the Irish Examiner on this, we actually tracked the prices quite over most of the year of 2022 and into 2023. So this is around the time of the Ukraine-Russia conflict kicking off. And we were all subject to quite volatile food prices. Let's not go back, because I think I got a bit of PTSD thinking about that now at this stage.
Yeah.
But I was able to go back then and to cross-check between the price tracker that we had then and check against the prices last week, which means that I have a really accurate handle on what those prices
are. And we can break them down, but let me give a teaser here. You're saying that in the 4 years since 2022 to 2026, the exact same shop in Dunn's, which jumps off the page, is 56% dearer now than it was.
Yeah, and the reason why, I think, and it's really important to say that all of these products are own brand products. So when you take a look at like the CSO figures, or when people talk about saving money, the prices really fluctuate on the premium brands, but they don't tend to fluctuate as much on the own brands. And let's face it, that's what the likes of you and me buy when we go into supermarkets. We're not buying all of these big brand names. We're trying to save money. We're buying the own brands. And that's what we put into our shopping baskets or our shopping trolleys. So this sample shopping basket is reflective of a family in Ireland. It's not reflective of people with, you know, deep pockets. So when we take a look at this shopping basket, we're talking about big jumps in prices on items that we're buying every day. So when the CSO talk about, you know, maybe, you know, the cost price index for grocery prices may be increasing by about 4%, they're talking about a wide range of products, whereas I'm talking about exactly what you put in your basket probably every week.
Well, you go through the list then that you studied then, the different items.
Yeah, so we start with a half a pound of butter. Now, I know most people buy a pound of butter, but half a pound is kind of conservative. A litre of full-fat milk, 200 gram block of cheddar, and 500 gram of dried pasta. Might come back to the pasta in a minute, actually. Sliced pan, a white sliced pan, pound of beef mince, one large chicken, 400 gram of digestive biscuits. Never let it be said we don't get treats. 2 kilogram bag of potatoes.
Prefer if they were chocolate digestive, incidentally.
I know, yeah. I prefer chocolate digestive myself. But still, 6 free-range medium eggs. Now, I don't know much families that would be buying half a dozen free-range eggs, but this shopping basket allows for multiples, you know. So, and then the last item on the list is a kilo of carrots.
Are you telling me that if you take a typical example of that, that in Dunn's, a pound of beef mince in 2022 was €2, and now it's 6?
Yeah.
Mother of God.
Yeah, and the price of beef has really increased, and I think we all know that now. I mean, I don't think there's very many people buying steaks every week now at this point, and beef mince is the cheapest form of beef you can get off the shelf. Now, that £2 beef mince was their better value, or their value beef mince, and at the time it had, I think, 15% fat. Now, trends have changed since then, and they're now looking, when you go into the supermarket, you're looking at beef mince that would contain between kind of 8 to 5%. But the less fat, the more meat, and the price goes up. And that's why that pound of beef mince has risen from €2 to €6. In the other supermarkets, it was kind of in and around the 270, 290, and it's gone up to about 450.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest one that jumps off the page for Irish beef and Irish meat. It's not imported even.
Yeah.
Another one then that's kind of like your digestive biscuits that you love dunking with your cup of tea. They've doubled in price right across all of the shops, to be quite honest with you. But Aldi was 34 cent, now 79 cents, over double the price.
Yeah, and what's interesting there is if you take a look at the prices, you can see that it's 79 cents in all of the supermarkets. And that's because they do something called price matching. So they send people out to the supermarkets every day of the week to cross-check all the prices because they want to be the ones that offer us the best value. So they want to match the prices on some of these key core items. So on some of these items, you'll see the price is virtually the same across all the supermarkets because they're price matched. So, for example, another supermarket might have started off at a base of 44 cents, but their digestives are still 79 cents today.
My God. Yeah, some of the other, actually, that's a huge increase, well over 50%. In actual fact, it's 100% increase in that case, isn't it?
Yeah,
100%. But another, some of the other ones that are price fixed, there are others, aren't there? Like, do they go around making sure that they have the same price in all the chains with regards to eggs, pan, milk, is it?
Yeah, and butter, and pretty much the same price on cheddar as well.
Why do they do that? Why do they want to price match? Why wouldn't they say we will be cheaper than everybody else?
Because they can't. Like, their margins would be very, very tight in these own brand products. So they can't drop them any lower. So what they do instead is they price match them. So what they want to do is they want to guarantee the shopper that they're getting the cheapest possible offer for, you know, or at least matched with the other supermarkets. And then they draw them in with the special offers. So that's your vouchers, your tokens, your money off, or maybe a special offer on an item that people always like to buy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a box of tea.
Yeah.
You know?
But what about the Bournemouth Fortunes that are actually providing the supermarkets with eggs, white sliced pans and milk? So their margins must be absolutely tiny.
They're abysmal. And certainly, like, there is reports from egg farmers at the moment saying that they really feel pushed against the wall and they're really struggling, particularly with the price of fuel. So questions have to be asked. Are we really paying the value of food at the moment? And I don't think that we are. Like, we are paying low prices, but does that value the food that we're getting, the Irish food that we're getting? I would say we're not.
I think it's fantastic, yeah. Because I shop in Aldi and I shop in Dunnes, and I know other people who also do likewise. And we've all been shocked. You never really would have associated Aldi with getting a fright at the till years ago. You actually more than often kind of said, "Oh, that's a good price for all of that." You say that a lot less now. Now I can see why. You know, I mean, yeah. The cost of living has gone mad, but yet salaries and everything else do not increase accordingly. So you can understand, you know, your research shows why people are under such pressure.
Yeah, and when we go to the supermarket, that's the last of our discretionary income. Like, when we get paid, it goes out to pay the mortgage or the rent, and then you pay your utility bills and whatever else you might have, you know, insurance or anything else like that. You put fuel in the car, and then you go and you pay for the food. So it's the last of the money. It comes at the end of the line. So when you've got less money at the end of the line because of cost of living, and then you go in the supermarket and you get less for the money you have, that's when people really start to feel very, very bad about the cost of living. And I hate saying it's a crisis because it's not. I mean, you can see that these prices first started being tracked back in March 2022. We're now in June 2026. It's not a crisis. Crisis, like, suggests it's really temporary. This is a saga. This is ongoing. We're living through this. So how do we get through this is the next question when we take a look at the increase in prices, because I really feel, you know, we're in great form now over the summer. Fantastic form. The sun might come out a bit when it doesn't rain. But when we go back into the winter and we have less money and the energy prices are still high, that's when things are going to become extremely difficult for Irish consumers.
So your shopping baskets for Aldi in the last 4 years have gone up 41%. In Dunnes, the same shopping basket has gone up since 2022 by 56%. Super Value by 36%. And Tesco by 44%. The winner in this last year, 4 year increase, is actually Super Value, right?
Yeah, and surprisingly enough, because I've got a Super Value very close to me, and I feel that it is expensive. But when I buy the own brand products, they're actually very affordable. So it was surprising to me. Like, I genuinely was very surprised to find super value in that kind of affordable range. And when we shared this, you know, it was published in the paper on Monday, and then we shared it online over the last couple of days. And most of the feedback from people is that they find super value very expensive.
Yeah.
But that's not what the research found, which is very interesting.
Talking about interesting, did you look at, do they all have loyalty card? You know, Dunn's do the 5 off 25 and the 10 off 50. I think maybe Tesco have a loyalty card. I don't know, do Super Value or Aldi or Lidl?
They do. Super Value do, and Lidl do as well. Yeah.
And do you find that they work, that people get value, or is it built into the price anyway? I always wonder about that.
So you can absolutely get value, and that's where you've got to make your membership work for yourself. But I really feel that you shouldn't be loyal to any one shop. And the Dunn Stores 5 off of 25 and 10 off to 50 is something that really puts you in the position where you kind of have to shop in Dunn's every week to get those vouchers. So that's how they drive the loyalty back again and again. Super Value have 5 off of 35, which is very helpful. Tesco have the Value Club card, and that's very helpful as well. Sorry, they have the club card. So Lidl also have a loyalty scheme where you can get vouchers off in the app. So these prices reflect only what you pay in store and not the vouchers. And that's the bigger picture. So my best advice to any of your listeners today is to make the supermarkets work for you and not you work for them. Do a little bit of research at home before you head to the supermarket. Maybe split your shop between two supermarkets depending on what the special offers are, and make sure you use those vouchers. Get yourself a membership of every single one of these clubs. Because if you can get your supermarket shop down, then the money is better in your pocket than in theirs.
Yeah, but it shows, the increases show that these loyalty cards and their this 5 off 25 and this 10 off 50 is just a marketing trick. The prices have gone up in Dunn's by 56%, in Aldi by 41%, Super Value by 36%, and Tesco by 44%. It's kind of irrelevant whether they have loyalty cards. And they're huge increases anyway in prices.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And interestingly, Aldi says they don't offer loyalty cards because they want to offer the cheapest prices to their customers without having the faff or the additional cost of a marketing or a loyalty scheme associated with that. But I think that, you know, you could say that it is, you know, you could feel that it's not good value. You could feel that it is scammy in nature, but genuinely these loyalty schemes and these cards will get that supermarket shop.
I know that, but even if you have all of those loyalty cards, etc., 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 they're still charging you, in the Dunn's case, 56% more than they did 4 years ago. You see?
Yes, it is. You are still going to be paying an awful lot more compared to 4 years ago. Absolutely. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Listen, did you also see this new change in customs? Are you across that at the Examiner where they're talking about?
I am indeed. We published it online last night, but it'll be in print on Monday as well.
Can you explain what that's about?
So that's the new de minimis charge. So up until now, all of the smaller parcels that were coming into the EU from outside the EU, so from the likes of China, were subject to €150 exemption. So that's what they call de minimis. So anything valued under 150 wasn't subject to customs.
So would a typical example of that be Shein, say, for instance, or Temu or something? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, exactly. Okay. So the new de minimis charge is coming in on the 1st of July, and that means that every single parcel that's worth under €150 will be charged customs. So to smooth it out across the EU, we will be charged €3 per unique item in that parcel. And this is where it gets interesting. So say, for example, you get shipped a parcel from Shein that comes from China and not from inside the EU, and you get maybe 5 items in that parcel, and there are 5 different items. So maybe you get a pair of trousers, a top, a jumper, a pair of socks, whatever it is. So if there's 5 different items in it, you will be charged €3 for every individual item. So your parcel then is going to cost you €15 more.
Okay, they call that a Shein haul. How do they know how many parcels are in the big parcel?
Well, it has to be declared.
Okay.
So they have to declare what's inside of the parcel. So, but if you get, for example, 10 T-shirts, they're identical items, so you'll only be charged €3 on that parcel as opposed to €30.
That makes no sense. Just because they're identical.
Oh, well, I do understand, you know, it's to kind of smooth it out. But to put it in context, last year, the EU estimated that they had 4.6 billion parcels from China into the EU with this de minimis allowance,
so
parcels valued under 150. So imagine this revenue now for the EU once they start charging this.
Oh, they just see an opportunity to make dash, to make cash, make dosh.
Well, it's not just that. What they want to do is they want to encourage us to buy only within the EU, to support our local producers and not to be buying in items that aren't produced in our own countries. And there's also the question of quality and standards of the items that are being produced outside of the EU.
Like Shein's quality is questionable, to say the least, isn't it? It's fairly tacky.
Yeah, like... And there has been research shown, and there have been alerts shown, that some of the items produced include levels of high chemical toxicity, which are dangerous to, you know, people and animals. And even if you take a look on the CCPC website, the number of recalls for items that have been produced outside of the EU is actually quite high.
And what about
even children's toys?
Yeah, so as in dangerous toys?
Yes, yeah.
What about Temu then? All I hear about Temu is that the quality and the advertising is great and the marketing, and it's impossible if you open the app to shut it down again. But the stuff is rubbish, right?
So there's a similar issue with Temu and with Shein. However, if they are shipped from their shipping location within the EU, you won't have to pay this de minimis charge. But remember, the EU also doesn't include the UK. So if you're using Amazon.co.uk regularly, you might want to change over to Amazon.ie. Now, in the case of Amazon, they will be charging you that customs charge before it's shipped. So you'll see it in your invoice before you pay. So you need to ask, even if you are ordering inside or outside of the EU, are they collecting the charge at source, or are you going to have to pay it on the doorstep before your parcel arrives?
Oh, that's a dose.
In that case, yeah, you'll get an alert from On Post saying that you have to pay this customs charge before they deliver your
and
item.
And then you don't know whether that's legit or whether it's a scam and all. Oh man, that's going to be very confusing.
Well, you could, if you set yourself up with an On Post online account, you can see the items before they arrive, and you can see if there's a customs charge too.
Okay.
But also, On Post recently increased their customs handling charge, and this is where it gets even more interesting. So up until now, you know, if something came in and there was customs charge, On Post were charging between 2 and 3 euro as a handling charge, but in recent months, they increased their handling charge to 6.95. So if you have to pay your de minimis, your customs charge on delivery to On Post, you would have to pay 3 euro per unique item plus 6.95 handling charge. All of these parcels from outside the EU are about to get extremely expensive.
They are going to get very expensive. You know, the days of bagging major bargains aren't going to be the same after what? First of July, isn't it?
1st of July, only a couple of weeks away.
Okay, so just the takeaway then with regards to the shopping, you're saying shop around, be loyal to your own budget, not to the supermarket. Is you suggesting that people should use more than one supermarket then? Would that be the takeaway point?
Oh yeah, definitely. If you spot a supermarket has special offers, just nip into the supermarket, buy the special offers, and go elsewhere if you want to. Like, don't be loyal to these supermarkets. At the end of the day, they're not there to make you money. They're there to make their shareholders money. And I think people sometimes have this concept that supermarkets are community service. And yes, they are brilliant for the community, and they're a great place for us to congregate, buy our produce. But at the end of the day, they're there to build profits for their shareholders, not for us.
Thanks so much for jumping on this morning, Katrina Redmond, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Have a great weekend, Katrina. Take care of yourself.
Longer,
longer fall.